America.
In April of 1993, two members of the Wisconsin Outlaws motorcycle gang came up to my father's motorcycle shop explicitly to rob and murder my parents. I found their bodies the next day. I was arrested by police within 3 hours illegally. It was determined later by the courts. After an 18-hour interrogation, three policemen conspired and concocted a confession, which I never uttered. I did not confess to the crime. The jury deliberated less than 3 hours before finding me guilty. I was subsequently sentenced to die by the judge. Murray Marshall and 60 of his students took it upon themselves to investigate my case, my wrongful conviction. They got my conviction overturned by the appellate court in 1996, and I was freed 9 months later.
Heads up.
One of the amazing things is when you go out, the death chair was right there, and they would have the curtains open. And as we are trying to enjoy the little sunshine or whatever, you look over, you're looking right at the death chair, you know, so.
Don't let your emotions about it get to your head and stop and think and look back at the evidence and look where the evidence does point. It's a great tragedy that your kids would steal, but it's also another great tragedy that American citizens can just be picked up for a crime they didn't commit and convicted of it without no evidence. That's another tragedy.
A guy met in prison. Started hanging out. We started robbing drug houses. One day, the Chicago police picked me up. They told me that I was being arrested for a parole violation, and they took me to Chicago. And there, they tried to get me to talk to them. I kept saying I want to call my attorney.